Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news. On Wednesday, the 13th of January, it's now 14 degrees, clear skies for the most part. Got a warming trend on the way and maybe some rain in here by Friday. I'll have more on the forecast after the news. Well, at Tuesday night's meeting of the Fairfield City Council, aldermen approved spending $53,945 to replace the carbon used at the Fairfield Municipal Water Filtration Plant. HMG, the engineering firm that designed the plant, told us the city that the carbon should last 10 to 15 years. Turned out it was pretty much depleted after just 2 years. Water plant superintendent David Boyd told the council the carbon needs to be replaced as soon as possible because the substance is all that stands in the way of bad odors and bad taste getting into the water distribution system. The carbon that is removed will be shipped back to the carbon provider where it'll be reactivated and eventually sold back to the city as needed. The cost of the reactivated carbon is put at about $36,000. It is expected to take about a month for the new carbon to be delivered and put into use. Patrick Halbert, the finance and insurance manager at Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler Center, addressed the council last night about the possibility of the city purchasing extended warranties on four recently purchased vehicles. The vehicles include three 2016 model Dodge Ram pickup trucks and one 2015 Ram. Halbert presented several extended warranty options from 7 years and 60,000 miles to lifetime warranties. The lifetime plan costs $3,115 per vehicle. That's a one-time charge. The extended warranties would not cover things like brakes or tires. The council decided to have the garage department provide some information on how many miles each vehicle would likely be put on each year before making a decision on to buy those extended warranties. The extended warranties are not available for the recently purchased Fairfield City Police Department trucks. Those warranties would have had to been purchased at the time they were placed into service. And Fire Chief Darren Hopper announced that firefighter Jared Blanton has completed his one-year probationary period and has been promoted to the rank of junior captain. A short ceremony was held at the firehouse prior to Tuesday night's meeting. WFIW News, time 7:17.
Have you been to the Watering Can in Albion lately? Stop by and check out our new gift items. Pillows, candles, jewelry, scarves, lanterns, wreaths, signs, tableware, and linens. Slippers, purses. Phew, you get the picture. Oh, and pictures too. Oh, and picture frames. Just stop by the can in Albion. That will be a lot simpler. Did I mention fresh flowers? I give up. Delivery every day to Albion, West Salem, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Grayville. Can't wait to see you at the can.
At Hubert's Furniture Company, you don't have to break your piggy bank to get the things you want and need. End tables start at $80. TV stands start at $299. Queen mattress sets start at $399. And at Hubert's, we have sofas for as little as $399. And recliners start at just $299. Free financing and delivery is available. See store for details. So don't break that piggy bank. Shop at Hubert's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
If you can't grow grass on it, pave it. Pave it with asphalt or concrete from Brent and Bill Edwards at O'Daniel Trucking. Call O'Daniel Trucking for a free estimate. A blacktop or cement driveway is not only visually satisfying, it also adds long-lasting value to your home or business. So for quality workmanship and materials and a problem-free driveway, walkway, garage floor, and more, call O'Daniel Trucking in Carmi at 382-5371 and visit odanieltrucking.com. If you can't grow grass on it, pave it.
In other news this morning, Mount Vernon City Police report the arrest of a woman who they say started a fire at the town's Drury Inn last month. According to the fire department, 37-year-old Adrian Park of Christopher worked as a housekeeper at the Drury Inn during the time the fire was set. She's being held in the Franklin County Jail under $50,000 bond. Park faces charges of arson, aggravated arson, and criminal damage to property. Close to 60 guests and employees had to evacuate the fire. There was only one person injured in the fire, and that was Adrian Park. A benefit Chili's supper for the West Salem American Legion commander, James Barnett's coming up this Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Community Center in West Salem. Now, Commander Barnett remains hospitalized after the pickup truck he was driving was hit broadside by a semi on Illinois Route 161 at the west edge of West Salem last week. Mr. Barnett was airlifted from the scene of that accident to a hospital in Evansville, where he remains. Well, the busted stoplight at 7th and Delaware in Fairfield is finally back in operation. Workers reinstalled the light yesterday morning. The light had been lying on the ground, the red light flashing into the ground, since a semi knocked it over on the Monday, November the 16th, that's last year. Since then, a temporary four-way stop was installed to help motorists through the busy intersection. Police were never able to identify the truck driver involved in the crash that knocked it down. Winners of the 2016 Jeff Grade School Spelling Bee are first place Brenna Freeman, the eighth grade daughter of Jason and Tamala Freeman. The runner-up is Avery Vinson, the fifth grade daughter of Michael and Abby Vinson. The contest was held yesterday morning. Well, since she was 14 years old, Terry Woody of Grand Rapids, Michigan, has held on to an MIA bracelet bearing the simple inscription, Kenneth L. Cunningham, 10-3-1969. As a teen, Terry and a girlfriend sent off for the bracelets as a way to show their support for those left unaccounted for during the Vietnam War. Well, unknown to her at the time, the bracelet identified Sergeant Kenneth L. Cunningham of Ellery, Illinois. Sergeant Cunningham was only 21 when he went missing on October 3, 1969. The aircraft that he was in crashed on a mountaintop during a nighttime surveillance mission near the city of Con Tum in South Vietnam. After several days of searching, Cunningham and the pilot were both declared missing in action. The Department of Defense declared Cunningham dead in 1978. Then Terry Woody said, "Last week I was cleaning out a drawer and found the bracelet. I put it on and wore it for a few days when my daughter asked me about it. She's a Navy veteran." Terry, now 58 years old, told his daughter the story about how she had ordered the bracelet when she was just 14 and wondered whatever happened to the soldier. Terry said, "Then I saw on Facebook a story about a soldier's remains being returned to his family in Illinois. It was Sergeant Kenneth Cunningham." Terry said, "I was freaking out. I mean, I cried when I found out." Well, while Terry knows nothing about Sergeant Cunningham's family or the circumstances surrounding his disappearance in Vietnam, she believes the bracelet belongs to his family now. She said, "I feel really weird. I really want the family to have this bracelet, but I will feel really lost without it." Terry said she would drive to Albion for Sergeant Cunningham's funeral, but it's a 7-hour drive, and she recently lost a leg to cancer. Terry said, "Our entire family is patriotic. My grandpa, uncle, daughter, and cousins have all served in the military." She said, "I try to attend every veterans observance in our community, and I still try to instill in my grandchildren the importance of respecting the flag and those who have served in the military." Well, Sergeant Cunningham's remains will be returned to Albion next Tuesday, January the 19th. His flag-draped coffin is scheduled to arrive at the airport in Louisville, Kentucky, a little before 11 o'clock on the 19th. From there, the hearse will be escorted back to Albion by members of the Patriot Guard. And as part of the homecoming for Sergeant Cunningham, Larry, the flagman Eckhart of Little York, Illinois, is bringing his unique flag display to Albion. Eckhart is scheduled to arrive at the Edwards County Fairgrounds around 10 o'clock Tuesday morning with 2,400 full-size American flags. He's asking for volunteers to meet him at the fairgrounds to help in putting those flags up ahead of the arrival of the hearse carrying Sergeant Cunningham. We'll have a complete obituary on Sergeant Cunningham a bit later in this newscast. WFIW News Time, 7:24.
You ask for it, you get it at Kincaid's. Introducing the addition of men's and women's Justin boots to the footwear department at Kincaid's. Justin boots have been made in the USA since 1879, and they're handcrafted by skilled bootmakers using only the finest leather and quality materials. What's your Justin boot? Bent rail, double comfort, George Strait, Justin Gypsy, Farm and Ranch, vintage, fashion? Try on a pair or special order Justin boots, an exciting addition to the footwear department at Kincaid's in Fairfield. You ask for it, you get it at Kincaid's. Introducing the addition of men's and women's Justin boots to the footwear department at Kincaid's. Justin boots have been made in the USA since 1879, and they're handcrafted by skilled bootmakers using only the finest leather and quality materials. What's your Justin boot? Bent rail, double comfort, George Strait, Justin Gypsy, Farm and Ranch, vintage, fashion? Try on a pair or special order Justin boots, an exciting addition to the footwear department at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Area folks are invited to travel with the Wayne County Farm Bureau to one of the biggest farm machinery shows in the nation. It's the Farm Bureau, it's the big National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. It's coming up about a month from now, Thursday, February the 11th. Those attending will see hands-on demonstrations of the latest in ag technology. There'll be free seminars, and you'll see the newest industry equipment and services. The cost, $20 if you're a Farm Bureau member, $40 for non-members. That price includes dinner at the Log-In restaurant at Hobstadt on the way home. Breakfast and lunch on the trip will be Dutch treat. Call the Farm Bureau office at 842-3342 to make reservations. Seating is limited. Fairfield Rotary Club, Wayne County Farm Bureau travelogue season kicks off tomorrow night with the at the First Baptist Church Activity Room. Thursday evening show will be Superior Land of the Woodland Drummer, presented by Tom Sterling. Season tickets can still be bought. You can get them at the door tomorrow evening at 7:15. That's when it starts. Or also at Country Insurance or the offices of McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup in downtown Fairfield. Time now to check the latest price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices tumbled again yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.25 a barrel today. They're paying $23.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, funeral services for Staff Sergeant Kenneth Leroy Cunningham, 21 of Ellery, will be 2 p.m. Thursday, January 21st, at Little Prairie Christian Church west of Albion. Visitation will be 4 to late Wednesday evening, January 20th, at the church. Kenneth was born January 21st, 1948, to Arthur Neal and Margaret Ruth Mann Cunningham. He graduated from Edwards County High School in 66, entered the U.S. Army on January 21st of 69, died October 3rd, 69, in Kontum Province, South Vietnam. He's preceded in death by his parents and two nephews, Bradley Kent Cunningham and Keith Allen Barnett. Survivors include his siblings and their families, A. Jr. and wife Linda Cunningham of Jasonville, Indiana, David and wife Leah Cunningham of Ellery, and Ruth and husband Jim Barnett of Albion, 8 nieces and nephews, 11 great-nieces and nephews, and 2 great-great-nieces and 1 great-great-nephew. Kenneth will be laid to rest next to his parents at the Little Prairie Christian Church Cemetery with full military honors. Memorials may be made to the Kenneth L. Cunningham Memorial Fund. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of the arrangements. Connie Ray Smith, 73, of Albion, died Monday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmine. She was office manager for and retired from Baker Hughes after several years. Survivors include her husband Randy, a daughter Ann Inabnit, stepdaughters Andrea Curatala and Angela Smith, 3 sons, Dow Strimmy, David Strimmy, and Doug Strimmy, 15 grandchildren, a brother, Ronnie Martin, an aunt and an uncle, Clarence and Liz Kern, and Bart the dog. Bart, her dog. Cremation will take place. There will be no public services at this time. The Ingram Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Springerton resident Mary Jane Winter died Monday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She worked at the community care in Fairfield for 17 years. Survivors include a son, Mike, of Springerton, 2 daughters, Gail Wheeler of Springerton, and Carla Schuart of Centralia, 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, a sister, Vera Bushery of Springerton, a sister-in-law, Dina Jagers of Enfield, aunts, Vita Johnson and Rose Carter. Services for Mary Jane Winter will be 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial in Springerton Cemetery. Visitation 5 till 8 Friday evening at Stendebach's in Enfield. Local dentist, 90-year-old Dr. Charles William Myrna of Carmi, died Tuesday in Evansville. He is a U.S. Army veteran of World War II, attended the University of Illinois, graduated from St. Louis University School of Dentistry in 1953, practiced dentistry in Carmi for 45 years, was an active member of St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Survivors include his wife of 62 years, Mary Jane Myrna, daughters Carol L. Myers, Nancy M. Given, and a son-in-law, John Given, plus many nieces, nephews, and cousins in the Myrna, Macajack, and Duchesne families. A mass of Christian burial will be 12 noon Thursday at the Cook Chapel in Carmi, with burial in St. Polycarp Cemetery at Carmi. Visitation 10 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service, 12 noon at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Memorials may be made to St. Polycarp Catholic Church or the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Carmi, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 71-year-old Fairfield resident Avis M. Bowles died Sunday at Transcendent Healthcare in Owensville, Indiana. She'd worked at Airtex Products and Fairfield High School. services for Avis M. Bowles will be 11 o'clock Thursday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield, burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation, 10 o'clock Thursday morning till the time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Funeral services for Weldon E. Gallagher, 93 of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Thursday evening at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with a Masonic service at 7 p.m. at the funeral home. 90-year-old James Noel Dishman, formerly of Fairfield and Jeff, died January 7th. He was a U.S. Navy veteran of World War II. Noel's wife, Marion, preceded him in death in 2004, and he and Marion's cremains are to be buried together at Bay Pines National Cemetery in St. Petersburg, Florida, on January 29th with full military honors. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
What do you do for a living? That's a common question asked when first meeting new acquaintances. Hi, I'm Sherry Harder, manager of Ingram Funeral Home, an affiliate of Keystone America. What's my answer to that common question? I help people say goodbye. Being a funeral director, I meet with individuals and families on what is often the worst day of their life. My staff and I don't just work a job. We are striving to be the goodbye specialist. Need a comfortable and welcoming place to both grieve and celebrate a loved one's life? Give us a call at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
Refresh your ride at Fry's Garage. A new season is the perfect time to make some changes. Even little changes can have a big impact on your vehicle. This is Harley Fry, and I'll keep your vehicle in peak performance with expert service, parts, and fair prices. We'll help prolong the life of your tires with an alignment, the life of your engine with an oil change and a tune-up, and we'll keep you cool with the latest in AC recovery and recharge equipment. We offer a wide variety of expert service and have for over 30 years. So schedule your appointment to let us refresh your ride at Fry's Garage in Fairfield.
Here's a look at local sports from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk. Boys high school basketball last night. Wayne City defeated Gallatin County 62-48. Wayne City also won the JV. Sisney knocked off Christ Our Rock Lutheran 52-21. Sisney also won the JV there. Benton defeated El Dorado 64-53. And there are several other games there if you want to check out our website and get the scores. High school wrestling last night. Centralia defeated Fairfield 48-36. Girls grade school basketball last night, junior high basketball, Class S Regional over in Mount Carmel at St. Mary's. New Hope defeated Jasper 59-19. It was St. Mary's over Iuka 42-17. And Bluford beat Kell Farrington 45-6. Boys junior high basketball last night, Wayne City over Summersville 38-33. Looking at the local schedule for tonight, girls high school basketball at 6 o'clock. Fairfield is at Hamilton County. Freshman basketball at 6 o'clock. Hamilton County is at Fairfield. Also, boys junior high basketball tonight. The WEAA tournament continues. It was postponed from Wednesday. 6 o'clock, the consolation final features Mount Carmel St. Mary's versus Allendale. And the championship semifinal will follow. That's Jasper versus Grayville. Also tonight, St. Louis Cardinals Hot Stove League show will be on WOKZ 105.9 at 7 p.m. Taking a look at major scores from last night. The Indiana Pacers knocked off Phoenix 116-97. It was Milwaukee over Chicago. This is the NBA. Milwaukee over Chicago 106-101. San Antonio knocked out Detroit 109-99. New York over Boston 120-114. It was Houston over Memphis 107-91. Oklahoma City beat Minnesota 101-96. Cleveland over Dallas in overtime 110-107. And the LA Lakers beat New Orleans 95-91. In the NHL, St. Louis knocked off New Jersey 5-2. It was Chicago over Nashville 3-2. The Islanders beat Columbus 5-2. In overtime, Carolina over Pittsburgh 3-2. Buffalo beat Minnesota 3-2. San Jose over Winnipeg 4-1. Tampa Bay beat Colorado 4-0, and Arizona knocked off Edmonton 4-3. In college basketball last night, Northwestern gets by Wisconsin 70-65. Michigan knocks off number 3 Maryland 70-67, and Nebraska beat Minnesota 84-59. Evansville gets beat Drake 84-65, and Southern Illinois knocks off Illinois State 81-78. Kentucky beat Mississippi State last night 80-74. It was number 1 Kansas falling to West Virginia 74-63. Xavier beat DePaul 84-64. Texas A&M over Florida 71-68. Virginia beats Miami 66-58. Providence beat Creighton 52-48. And Texas beat ranked Iowa State 94-91.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Sunshine today, high 35. Clear skies tonight, low 30. Sunny Thursday, warming to 49. Rain likely Friday, high 48. Partly sunny Saturday, colder 34. And then the skid continues for Sunday and Monday. Sunshine both days, 25 the high Sunday, 22 on Monday. Got up to 40 for the high yesterday, 8-hour low this morning. And at 7:35, under a lot of sunshine, it's 15. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Come see the hottest product in flooring for the